Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for March the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is our two of two in the goal, always, to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio using the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers, found in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America, which is our blueprint for liberty. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, ladies and gentlemen. Our incredible surprise guest today, ladies and gentlemen, Nathan Jones. He's CEO of Clear, spelled with an X. And they're a global leader and a producer of products made with xylitol, sinus care, oral health care. I mean, it just goes on and on, but they've really got some incredible products. You want to learn more, go to clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. Nate, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Well, thanks for having me back. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. So I want to talk about a couple of things. Before we get to the lawsuit over your products and the claims made by you and your company, et cetera, let's just talk about the history of some of these nasal sprays and xylitol products and oral hygiene and et cetera. It's a long story with plenty of evidence along the way before we ever even get to the COVID and the lawsuit and all that other stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely. So the story, I'm trying to think of how to say it quickly, but the short of the story is that we researchers, not me, researchers have understood that xylitol, it's a natural sugar. It's not a fake sugar. It's not aspartame. It's not, you know, any of those. It's a natural sugar that they've known for almost 50 years, no, over 50 years now, that xylitol actually changes the microbiome in your mouth. It changes the bacteria in your mouth so that you do not have acid-creating bacteria. Okay, and when you're talking about oral hygiene and oral care, everybody talks about, oh, brush and floss, which is important. And then they talk about fluoride. What fluoride does is fluoride actually makes the enamel of your teeth stronger. Whether you agree with it or not, that's what they say it does. Okay, but if you're just using fluoride and saying, well, that's what I'm doing and that's the best thing to do to keep my mouth healthy, really, that's kind of like trying to build your house while it's on fire. Okay, that's what you're doing. If you're not addressing the bacterial infection that is creating the acid, then you're not really addressing the problem. And most of the toothpaste that you buy, they have six carbon sugars, sorbitol, mannitol, maltitol. All of those sugars feed the strep bacteria that create the acid. They don't create acid, so it's considered non-carcinogenic, but you're still feeding them. So the minute you go have a carbohydrate, they're back, they're making that acid again. And if that wasn't true, we wouldn't have tooth decay in America because all of the sugar-free gums, that's what they use. But so when they were doing the research looking at how xylitol prevents tooth decay, what they started noticing is that the kids in these studies, not only were they not getting tooth decay, but just by chewing gum with xylitol, they were getting 42% fewer upper respiratory infections. My dad is a physician. He read that. He saw it. He had a bunch of babies that were too young to chew gum. He goes, ear infections start in the nose. He put some xylitol into a saline spray, started washing out their nose. The kids stopped getting sick. He started using it on older kids. And those kids who had constant upper respiratory infections also had issues with allergies, asthma, other things that usually go together with that. Not only did it clean up their respiratory infections, but they stopped having to come in and get allergy shots. Because you're cleaning all of this gunk out of the upper airway that your body is fighting against. When COVID came around, we had never done anything. We've never done any research looking at viruses. We'd all focused on bacteria, which, we should have been smarter. We should have looked at viruses a long time ago, but we didn't. And we started getting calls from doctors saying, hey, we're seeing some really good results. You should go do some research. And so that's when it came into the COVID thing. And we started doing research looking at viruses, and it's absolutely amazing that there are some viruses that xylitol blocks their ability to adhere to the tissue the same way it affects these bacteria. there's other viruses that we've tested that it does nothing for. Like a rhinovirus doesn't do anything for it. And that's the one that causes most of the colds. Coronaviruses, it blocks their ability to adhere to the tissue. That causes a lot of COVID-19 and also other colds. So anyway, that's the backstory.
Ladies and gentlemen, the statements by Clear and by Clear's CEO, Nathan Jones, have been based on this understanding that's been developed over decades, folks, about xylitol, global leader of xylitol and saline products. We're talking about something that's been around for a long time. What I find fascinating about this discussion is somehow, when all of a sudden COVID hit, they think they can just jettison all research and all scientific-based knowledge on a topic and replace it with whatever propaganda story they want to tell. Is that what we're talking about, Mr. Jones?
Well, that is kind of what you're talking about, because when we started Clear in 2000, I used to work on oil rigs out in the middle of the ocean, and I came in and started this company based on my dad's product. I didn't know what I was doing. And this tells you the difference in how our government has just become, I don't want to say, there's only one word, and it's evil. How our government, how the bureaucrats working in our government, I'm making a gross generalization because I'm sure there are one or two in there that are good.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of good, but there's a leaders at the top that betray the rest of us, right?
Well, I actually, with what I have had to go through in the last 3 years, I don't even know that I would say that the leaders at the top are the most evil. And let me explain that, because we have government bureaucrats in the FTC who know, because we have provided them the research. So unless they're incredibly stupid, they are evil. Because we have sent them research after research after research paper. Our government, our public health officials in the FDA, in the CDC, in the FTC have known since at least April, May of 2020 that just washing your nose with salt water, not even our product, just salt water, solved the COVID problem. And they sent warning letters. The bureaucrats in the FTC sent warning letters to our competitors telling them not to share those research studies. Take them down off your webpage. Don't put them on your packaging. Don't talk about it. And those were studies that were paid for by the NIH. They were done at Vanderbilt. They're on our webpage because we refused to take them down. We believe that the people should be able to see those studies. And that's part of what the government is suing us for, because we refuse to obey their unlawful order.
Even Forbes has an article on this, ladies and gentlemen, saying rinsing your nose with a saline solution, in other words, salt water. It says this: saline nasal irrigation after COVID-19 diagnosis reduces hospitalization. William A. Hazeltine wrote the article for Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, and this was known before COVID even came out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, on sir. The CDC's own webpage, they had put in there and said this was on there prior to COVID-19, but what they put on their webpage was the best way to treat a respiratory coronavirus infection was through nasal irrigation, nasal hygiene practices, just washing it out, physically reducing the viral load in the upper airway. And there were articles that came out in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Again, these are on our webpage, but the government is not talking about them, and most of the doctors aren't talking about them either. But it came out and said that if you...
The point we're getting at is this is criminal. When you know there's that kind of simple, inexpensive, over-the-counter, just simple solution, and you're not willing to even let the people know while you're suing and attacking the CEO of Clear for making a similar claim, this research till the cows come home. What are we doing? And this is your point about how they're evil. What are they thinking and doing at this point when they, it's impossible for them not to know better, sir.
Well, I honestly don't understand. I mean, you've got lawyers like Sam Levine at the FTC. You have, I'm trying to remember the other one's name. But you have a number of these people that if they can read a basic paper, they should be able to understand that by them sending these warning letters, people are getting sick and people are still dying. And washing your nose, whether it's with, I mean, this is the thing, is there have been studies done with saline. There have been studies done with our product. There have been studies done with products that are similar to ours, products done with iodine, products done with baby shampoo, products done with chlorpheniramine. There's a wide variety of these products that have been studied. Every single time they address it in the nose, it becomes a non-issue. And again, I want to point out that this is not a short-term thing, because the vast majority of the time that people go and see a primary care provider, it's because of upper respiratory issues. And so, I mean, think of it this way. I'm trying to think of it in my head as I'm talking, but if you wash your nose, you're going to reduce the incidence of COVID. This is from the study, so I'm not saying anything, but you're going to reduce the incidence of COVID by upwards of 70%.
This is so fascinating, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to have Liz skip the breaks for us. And I've got to have Eldon Stahl jump in here. Eldon, this is riveting information. The CEO of Clear, our guest Nathan Jones, literally is battling with the government over this. They claim that he's not allowed to say this, but they know it's a fact and they know it's legitimate. I've got stories and studies and anything else to prove it that I can find is just Joe Redneck. They've been lying to us, and now they're caught by Nathan lying, so now they want to shut him down. Eldon?
Oh yeah, it's just a series of criminal activities we've seen. Of course, this with trying to deep six the ivermectin, which has been used for years and years, and other types of things which have been proven to be effective on COVID. Well, you know, so it's I guess what I would call a cartel. It's the description. It's a agreement among various interests to stifle competition so that they make as much money and power as they can.
And while they declare war on natural products, they want to create a nasal vaccine there, Nathan.
Well, if you want to create a vaccine for a respiratory illness, it should be applied in your nose. I mean, that's where it's going to work the best. But the thing is that by utilizing nasal hygiene, whether it's our product or any nasal hygiene product, you're going to get better immunity with natural immunity. And that's what I was going to say is the article that came out in the Journal of the American Medical Association in early 2020, because it's something that I read and I said, oh my gosh, then this works. This is what we're talking about. They're finally getting on board. What we've been saying for 20 years, they're finally writing articles in the Journal of the American Medical Association and agreeing with us. But what they said is that even if it doesn't, just washing your nose doesn't stop you from getting COVID, what it is going to do is it's going to reduce the severity of the illness and it's going to reduce the spread. And that was an article that came out in Journal of the American Medical Association. I'm not the one saying that, that's them. But every paper that has come out since then has 100% supported that. And if our government had actually come out in early 2020 and said, hey, people, do what the CDC has on their webpage, it's had on there for the last 10 years, wash your nose out. It's going to reduce the spread and it's going to reduce the severity. And by reducing the severity of the symptoms, we'd all would have had natural immunity without getting that sick. You know, you can get natural immunity, but, you know, some people got sicker than others. But you're going to reduce the severity of the symptoms. And there was a paper, and these are all on our webpage, www.clearxlear.com/science. But there was another paper that came out of Stanford just recently where they actually pointed out and said that anything that we can do in the nose to block adhesion of a pathogen or destroy a pathogen in the nose is going to help do exactly what the paper in Journal of the American Medical Association said. And what we know about our product is we know that xylitol, the sugar molecule, blocks adhesion of SARS-CoV-2. We know that it blocks adhesion of H1N1. We know that it blocks adhesion of strep pneumo, H flu, MCAT, staph. And I'm trying to remember, it does nothing for rhinovirus. But if you can block that adhesion, and then we have ingredients in there that also we have shown, and the studies are on our webpage, that destroy the virus. And so what you're doing is you're just cleaning out your nose. If you, your nose is a filter, you should be cleaning it. But, you know, we've talked about the nose for a while, but now switch over to the, you know, to your mouth. There were papers that came out in the middle of 2020 that came out of Israel where they actually showed that if you had periodontal disease, you were 8 times more likely to be hospitalized and or die from COVID than if you did not. And our public health officials completely ignored that. I mean, did you ever hear any of our public health officials say, hey, people, brush your teeth a little bit more? Never.
Wow.
Not once.
No.
But if you know that periodontal disease is an indicator that you're going to have, that if you do get COVID, you have an 8X more chance of being hospitalized. You would have thought that they would have said something, but they didn't. And so that's when I started going, this is crazy, because public health officials, they're so bought, in my opinion, they're so bought by pharmaceuticals that's all they're talking about. And if we want to change the direction that our health, we have all kinds of health issues in the United States. We're the sickest country on the world, and we spend the most on pharmaceuticals. Okay. I'm not going to say the two are related. What I am going to say is I think our public health officials, the Surgeon General and the CDC, I think that they should be banned from discussing pharmaceuticals. They should be out there talking about exercise. They should be talking about hygiene and sanitation. They should be talking about diet and nutrition, because that's how they're going to prevent diseases. But yet the pharmaceutical companies have so bought into that, pushed them, bought our public health officials, that all they want to talk about is pharmaceuticals.
But in the long game, these natural products have more and more and more efficacy, if you will, ladies and gentlemen. There's a trial underway right now, xylitol-based nasal spray for COVID-19 treatment. You guys are at the center of that study right now, right?
We have a couple. Which one are you referring to?
I just know it basically was talking about this in the news. They say, hey, you know what, these nasal sprays, you guys have got several trials going on right now.
Yeah, we have one going on in Pakistan right now. I was just down in Cuba getting one set up down there. I mean, the stupidity of it is that our government, because our product is not considered a drug, our government doesn't, our FDA doesn't allow us to do drug action studies. So if you're going to say, does this prevent an ear infection? Does this prevent something? We have to go outside of our country to do that. Because we don't want to make it a drug.
What a sad reality when we're supposed to be the world's leader in freedom, ladies and gentlemen. But other countries already accept these nasal sprays, realizing that, hey, if you can prevent the virus from staying in the nose, you can let it slip away or wash away, if you will, because it breaks the bond. Other countries recognize this already and recognize your products as such, right?
We sell most of our products here in the U.S., but you can go to India, you can go to Israel. There's other products like ours around the world that are being used. You have one, I'm trying to remember the name of them, but you have one, I know the ingredients, I don't know the name, but you have one that's a Canadian company, and they're using nitric oxide, and they're available some places. You have another one called Tafix that is Israeli, and they're using iota-carrageenan, which again is something that it blocks the ability of viruses to adhere to tissue. You have some that are using iodine. Iodine, if you have COVID, I would use it. I've never had COVID, but if I did, I would use iodine. The downside to using iodine is, you know, you're using such a small amount, and I'm not a doctor, so don't, you know. But the downside to using iodine is you're actually destroying your nasal microbiome, which if I had COVID, I would use it. But to use it on a preventative basis is extreme overkill, and you're killing off all the beneficial bacteria because, you know, we all know about our gut microbiome. Most people don't stop it. They don't think about it. But you have an oral microbiome. You have a nasal microbiome. You have bacteria all over your body that are helping you to do your bodily functions.
And they're different. The whole ecosystems between the two are different, right?
They are. They're related, but they're different.
It's a fascinating science, ladies and gentlemen. It's something to learn about. Now that we're finding out the truth and the studies are going on and everything else, the government's backed off and apologized, right?
Oh, no, not even. The government doesn't. They do not back off. They do not apologize. Once, you know, this is what they've said over and over, is we have all the money in the world and we're going to beat you into submission. You know, it's not a question of right or wrong. It's a question of, we pulled out our sword and we're not going to put away until your blood's on it. Whether or not you're right or wrong, whether or not other people are dying because of this, we're going to continue with this because that's what, you know, that's what we do.
But the truth is bound to come out over this. And I think if you can hold on, I think the truth is you're going to win. What they're going to be forced to do is maybe kind of go away in the background, maybe make you pay a high price for your fight. But in the end, though, they can't win. The truth's going to come out, Nate.
Well, the truth is already out. The truth is already out. I mean, what it's going to end up being is 12 people in a courtroom. And this is the stupidity of our American healthcare system. Our healthcare policies are going to be dictated by 12 lay people in a courtroom in Utah, as opposed to being done by educated healthcare professionals, hygiene experts. You know, I don't know that there's many people on the planet that understand nasal hygiene better than I do. I've been doing it for 20 years. I've funded, you know, millions of dollars in research to understand it better. Nobody else talks about it other than us. Okay. But rather than have people that have a solid, good understanding of healthcare or hygiene, it's going to be decided in a courtroom in Utah by 12 jurors. And that's just plumb ridiculous that our government lawyers, you know, I told you one of them, Sam Levine and Keith Fenton Miller, those two lawyers pushing this case because we're the government. We don't want to lose. We don't lose. People are dying because of these two gentlemen. I don't know if I should say gentlemen, because they can't take the time to read a study and say, hey, you know what? Maybe we were wrong. We're sorry. Go out and talk about it. Help.
But
people.
No matter
help
who's right helpful. Or who's wrong, let's say that you're dead wrong, Nate. I don't agree with that. Evidence all over the place shows you're correct. But let's say that you're wrong. You have the right to have your free speech and be wrong. I can run around and say the world's flat and everybody can say you're off your rock crazy, Sam. But I have every right to think and believe and say what I want to is the problem here, folks.
I don't disagree with that.
Not with a company you can't, Sam, because you're selling products. They never said your free speech was limited by what you're going to sell or not sell. Let the court of public opinion create a credibility crisis for people who are wrong, right? But the problem that I have with this is we're violating so many freedoms in America with this case. It's not even funny, sir.
And I 100% agree with that. And that's why we, when the government sent us a warning letter, I mean, to tell you how stupid it is, and I started to go down this road earlier before I got sidetracked because I'm easily sidetracked. But when we started this 20 years ago and we were saying, hey, this helps with ear infections, we got a letter from the FTC. And they came and I called into the FTC and I can't remember the guy's name, but we called into the FTC and the guy says, hey, where's your study showing that this prevents ear infections? And I said, well, we have this one with my dad's patients. And he goes, no, you have to have one that's published in the medical literature. And I said, well, okay, so how do we sell this product? And he goes, I don't know. You tell me what it is. And we explained it to him and he goes, well, if you have a study showing that it blocks, that xylitol blocks bacterial adhesion, you can say that. Okay, and you can do that. But when it comes down now, when we went out and said, hey, we have studies showing xylitol blocks adhesion of these viruses, and we started saying that, they came in and they moved the goalpost and they keep moving it.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. We're supposed to let him go at 30, but we're going to keep him longer. This is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Nate Jones, CEO of Clear, XLEAR.com on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Senate is meeting this hour, taking up Jessica Clark's judicial nomination with votes throughout the day. Also, Janet Yellen is testifying before the Senate Finance Committee. The mother of a St. Louis teenager who fell to his death on the world's tallest tower drop ride in Florida has reached a settlement.
Nakia Dodd and her attorney announced the settlement in the wrongful death lawsuit Wednesday near Icon Park, where the 430-foot-tall Orlando Freefall ride is being dismantled.
My son took his last breath on this ride. It's heartbreaking, devastating, a feeling that I hope no parent will ever have to go through after this ride comes down.
14-year-old Tyree Sampson slipped out of his seat on the Orlando Freefall ride at Icon Park in Florida last March, falling 100 feet to his death. A settlement amount was not given, but the family's attorney says that they are still suing two foreign companies that designed and built the freefall. I'm Skip Kelly.
Maternal deaths surged to the highest rate in nearly 60 years. Data showed a trend that has made the United States the most dangerous place among high-income countries to give birth. The number of women who died during pregnancy or shortly after rose 40% to 12,000. The number of women who died during pregnancy or shortly after rose 40% to 1,205 in 2021, compared with 861 in 2020 and 754 in 2019. The National Center for Health Statistics reported the data this morning. Actor, sports owner, and entrepreneur Ryan Reynolds used his celebrity and wit to build Mint Mobile cell phone service into a low-cost competitor in the wireless world. Now the Hollywood star and his backers are cashing in, selling Mint to T-Mobile for $1.35 billion. It's reported Reynolds owns roughly 25% of Mint Mobile. That means he stands to personally receive more than $300 million in cash and stock from the transaction. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Nathan Jones with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's CEO, along with his father, founder of a company called Clear, spelled with an X, X-L-E-A-R.com, Clear.com, Inc. They are global leaders and producers of xylitol and saline sinus care, xylitol oral care, xylitol and erythritol sweeteners, Clear's revolutionary all-natural approach to the upper respiratory and oral health has improved the quality of life for many, many people around the globe, folks. Clear.com to learn more. Right before the pause, Nathan was telling us, hey, he called the CDC and they said, hey, you have to be able to show this with a study that it, you know, does what you claim. And so they had a study and they were good to go and they talked about it. But then COVID hit and they moved the goalpost, you were saying, sir.
Yeah. And I want to clarify, it's not the CDC. It's the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. And their motto,
so that's another
and their motto
twist
is
as well.
Truth. Yeah. And it's the FTC that's suing us. It's not, you know, the FTC actually went to the FDA and said, hey, we're going to go and sue this company. Do you want to join us? And the FDA, and we got this in discovery. In this lawsuit, the FDA declined. They said, we don't think you have a case. The FTC continued down the road, even though the medical experts at the FDA, they didn't think that the FTC had a case. Lawyers, Harvard-educated lawyers, University of Michigan-educated lawyers, these guys continued to push it, knowing that by pushing it, they were causing silencing. They were chilling the ability of these companies to go out and talk about nasal hygiene.
Okay. Think about that, so, ladies and gentlemen. This is scary stuff.
Yeah. You have educated people, I would think, that can't understand the basic concepts of hygiene. And that's the gist.
Either that or they have a bender agenda to control and change the landscape in which we live, violating free association, free speech, and a whole lot more. And maybe that's what this is about. But you talk about also oral hygiene quite a bit, sir. This is important, too.
Yeah.
We could eradicate tooth decay, right?
Pretty much, yes. And we've known that for over probably, I'm going to say 25 years. There were studies that they did at the University of Michigan. Their dental school, they went down and they gave these kids in Belize three pieces of chewing gum a day with xylitol. They didn't stop the kids in their any other habits they had. And these are kids that suck on sugar cane because the sugar cane industry is big down there. But what they found is that if they gave the kids a piece of gum when they came to school in the morning, a piece of gum after school or after lunch, and a piece of gum after or before they went home, so three pieces a day, they eradicated tooth decay in these kids. Their incidence of tooth decay went down by upwards of 90%. Okay. The University of Washington, and they did that for 2 years. They gave them, and it was only on the days they went to school. They didn't give it to them over the summer. They didn't give it to them on weekends. They didn't give it to them on holidays, just the days they were in school. After the study was over, 8 years later, the University of Washington Dental School went down there and did a follow-up to these students. And what they found is that even 8 years after the study was done, these kids had upwards of 75% fewer cavities than the kids who hadn't done anything. Okay. So our public health officials, and in 2000, our Surgeon General wrote out this big thing and said, hey, we have an issue. Oral care in the United States is getting poor. It's going downhill. We're not doing enough to stop tooth decay. If you can't have a healthy mouth, you can't have a healthy body if your mouth isn't healthy. You know, this whole thing about it. And you can look those up. These are all online. And we sent them all kinds of information on xylitol. They ignored it. Okay. Last year, in March of 2020, Francis Collins, the director of the NIH, Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General, and a dentist, I can't remember his name, but they wrote a paper that came out in the New England Journal of Medicine that kind of said the same thing and said that we need to invest billions of dollars, hundreds of millions and billions of dollars researching a way to find how to make our mouth healthy. Because there's all kinds of systemic issues that originate or have correlations with oral health. You have diabetes, you have Alzheimer's, you have heart disease, all of these, obesity, all of these things, you know, have their origins in a mouth, in their mouth, in a person's mouth. And we know how to fix that. We know how to make your mouth healthy. But our public health officials are not out there talking to people and encouraging them to do it. But we have run the numbers. And what we know is that for $25 per year per student, they could give out this gum to the kids in the schools here, first, second, and third grade. Okay? If you do that, you're going to eradicate tooth decay as we know it. It's going to become a non-issue because we're going to change the microbiome. And the total cost to those, the total cost is about $25 per year per kid. So if you do that for 3 years, it's going to cost you less than to fill one cavity in that kid.
Ladies
but yet our government chooses.
The results are startling, but the government chooses, along with all kinds of other big pharma folks, along with all kinds of other dental organizations and everybody else, they've got a different agenda, and we the people pay the price, Eldon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I'm just curious, what do you think would be the main thing that needs to change in, I don't know, public policy or what have you, to kind of get, move towards a more sane approach here?
I honestly, I've talked with some of our politicians, our great and glorious government. The past few years, I spent a lot of time in Washington, D.C., but I think that people that work in public health, people that work for the CDC, the Surgeon General, they should not be allowed to advocate for anything that is a pharmaceutical. Because if they are, the pharmaceutical companies are going to buy them. They're going to buy our public health officials, which we we're pretty sure they already have. Mm-hmm. But if you can take the CDC and the Surgeon General, this bully pulpit, and have them start talking about nutrition, exercise, you know, things that work, hygiene, public sanitation. You know, I keep telling people this, but, you know, over the last 100 years, we've had a number of epidemics in the United States. There's a book on it called The Epidemic Century, or Pandemic Century, I think is what it is. But they talk about how roughly every 10 years we have an epidemic of some type. And over the whole century, not a single one of these has ever been solved by a pharmaceutical. Okay? Think about that. In the history of our planet, not a single epidemic or pandemic has ever been solved with a pharmaceutical product. Ever.
Yeah, the book is called The Pandemic Century, by the way. You're right. The Pandemic Century is the name of the book.
Yes. Okay. But we have never.
Now listen to the byline. Listen to the byline for this book real quick, just so people understand. I know you know this, but I want our people to understand. The Pandemic Century, 100 years of panic, hysteria, and hubris is what it basically is.
Yep.
Think about that, folks. It's
incredible. Think about when COVID came along, our public health officials didn't even stop to think for 1 second for a solution that was not a pharmaceutical solution. Not 1 second. That's the absurdity of our public health officials.
I'm sitting here, folks, because it's just so shocking how documented this issue really is. William H. Do you say his name? Hoge?
I don't have it in front of me. I can't remember
the book. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. William H. I think you say it's Hoge, or Foege. I think that's Foege. Anyway, wrote the book. The documentation is there, folks, but our government just continues to attack. And I just think, what if the money that you're spending defending yourself could be used for more research for the people? Oh, it's just tragic.
We'd know a lot more. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've spent millions and millions of dollars fighting our government over the last 2 years.
Wow, there you have it. All right, Nate, we're going to have you back, my friend. I want you to keep up on this with us. I'm sorry it's costing you so much money, but people need to learn about xylitol, what it can do for your oral hygiene. And believe it or not, there's also studies that talk about your oral hygiene and your nose as a filter and cleansing or cleaning that filter and mental health. Let's give you one last kind of opportunity to speak about that. Mental health relates to this too, sir.
Well, I'm not familiar. I do know that it is tied together. I know that your mental health, a lot of it is tied to just your health in general. People that are more sickly, I don't want to say sickly, that's not a very good term. People that have more health issues are typically going to have more mental health issues. And I think that just being healthy, being active, using good hygiene, you know, keeping your environment good is going to help you be healthy all around.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Nate, thank you so much, my friend. We'll have you back soon.
Okay, well, thank you, and I look forward to it.
There he goes, Nate Jones, CEO of Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
So much incredible content, so many vital topics, so little time to chat about it all. Sam Bushman, ladies and gentlemen, along with Eldon Stahl, field coordinator for the John Birch Society, JBS.org, TheNewAmerican.com, doing a phenomenal job. And with me, these interviews with these incredible guests like Nathan Jones, CEO, founder of Clear, XLEAR.com. Clear.com, helping people understand the value of xylitol and some of these natural products. Just incredible. Battling with your government. Why on earth are we battling with guys like Nathan? We should be giving them a Nobel Peace Prize for their solutions, helping people not get COVID, even if it works partially. Why wouldn't we embrace it? It's virtually no cost. It's inexpensive as all get out. It makes a tremendous difference. Study after study after study shows why on earth in America would Nate be needing to defend himself from our government? That's just a fascinating question for you, Eldon.
Yeah, sounds like he's competing against those silly masks that they wanted us to wear.
Great point. Just flush out your nose. You don't need a mask. That's right. Masks actually keep the stuff in your nose more, too. They're just for kind of reference. All right, there's a deal here that I find sad. I told Donald Trump yesterday he needs to get along with Rick DeSantis. He needs to mellow out and quit attacking him. But, of course, Donald Trump and team ratcheted up even further. Wrong road to go down, gentlemen. I'm telling you right now. They call it MAGA Inc. It's a super PAC now, and it accuses Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida of violating Florida laws by operating a, quote, shadow presidential campaign. Trump spent much of the last year teasing a presidential campaign of his own, but now Trump's allies are accusing Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida of doing the same thing, they say. He's violating what they call Florida ethics law, which include impeachment, removal from office, public censure, ballot disqualifications, and more. Mr. DeSantis is not formally declared a White House bid, but he is checking all the boxes of a presidential candidate, ladies and gentlemen. He published a book that could double as an outline for a proposal for solutions for 2024. He has also laid out foreign policy positions on Fox News. He's done a lot of stuff. The problem I have with this, I don't even know why we have these rules. Why can't you lay all the groundwork to decide if you're going to run for president and watch the polls and decide how viable it is before you spend a gazillion dollars on the venture. Donald did this. They accused him of it. And then that got all dismissed. But now the Trump team accusing Rick of doing the same thing that, or not Rick, Ron. Ron DeSantis of doing the same thing that Trump did. This is psychotic, Eldon.
Yeah, kind of strange. You know, politics, I've noticed, it makes people do kind of weird things in the interest of power and such, and things that they normally would not do. This seems like something that's, I've noticed that in politics, it brings out the best and the worst in people, the most generous, but also the most petty and vindictive. So I don't know. We'll see where this goes, but that's, it's, sad. I guess he views, sad,
Sad, but reality. I look at it and say, you know what? You ought to be able to just flirt with being president, running for that if you want to or not. You shouldn't have to have all these rules governing it. You know, Donald said it wasn't true and it was him, and now Ron's saying it's not true and it's him. But, ladies and gentlemen, the more they have this infighting amongst the conservatives, the more people are going to be disenchanted. Remember that, Donald. And you might want to take a step back, my friend. I know you feel threatened by Ron, but you shouldn't. You should work with Ron. But now Representative Roy, Chip Roy, announced that he is endorsing Florida Ron DeSantis for president in 2024, even though DeSantis has not yet even launched a bid for the presidency or for the White House. The Daily Wire's got that piece, but I look at that and I go, wow, he's not even running, but people are already endorsing him and everything else. Ron is just kind of chilling, and Don, poor Don's losing his mind over this. Wrongfully so, Eldon.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much weight an endorsement from Chip Roy is going to carry, but I suppose with some people, you know, he does have some influence. But I think as far as I could tell, Trump doesn't seem to have a huge threat from Ron DeSantis anyway.
Well,
but,
especially if he's not running, and he's not so far.
Well, yeah, he's not running. Maybe he will. I don't know. They also seem to be fairly similarly minded. I mean, of course, there's differences too, but it's not like Jeb Bush or something. So, as far as I could tell, but.
Yes, but I look at this and I say, what are we doing though? Even if it is a threat, you can have decency. You can give people some respect. Why don't they just talk about what they agree on, what they disagree on? Maybe they could be presidential and vice presidential candidates together. Who knows what can happen? But all this attack, I just think it's so destructive.
Yeah, it's. I don't know that there's much that's going to benefit from all that. But we'll see. There's a lot of jockeying that goes on in politics, and especially presidential level, at this point, it's early in the game, as they say. People are trying to get out in front.
Maybe Eldon needs to run.
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, you know who else is going to run? Possibly. He's actually going to run for Senate, though. David A. Clark Jr., former sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Daily Beast says he may run for Senate, and he's a friend of mine, and he's helped the CSPOA quite a bit. He got Sheriff of the Year from the CSPOA 1 year, now he's possibly going to run for Senate. He's a Democrat. What do you think of them apples?
Oh, he's a Democrat. Okay. I mean, he's free to do that. It's in Wisconsin, I assume.
That's right.
I'm not sure who that would be against, but... if he wants to, as we used to say a lot more, it's a free country and you should be able to run for office.
And he'd be better than most, Democrat or not. He runs around with the Constitution in his front pocket all the time. So, you know, at least he refers to that and reverence the supreme law of the land and everything else. I think he's a delightful gentleman, and hopefully, we'll see some success there. Donald needs to get behind David A. Clark Jr., that's for sure. Final story of the hour. This one's pretty interesting. Former Project Veritas CEO James O'Keefe, back in the news. He announced on Wednesday that he is launching the O'Keefe Media Group after his, quote, ousting from his previous company. And O'Keefe vowed to build an army of investigators to expose corruption. In a video promoting his upcoming new company, he said the platform is set to launch July 4, 2023. That's pretty cool. He says, we're going to build an army of investigators and exposers, he said in the video. And he said, they have awakened the sleeping giant. I'm back. And remaining by my side are a small, tight-knit group of the most elite journalists in the world. Exposing corruption requires standing up to power, because power hates sunlight, and we are sunlight. Interesting statement from James O'Keefe. Eldon?
Well, if anybody's going to build that army of people like that, it would be him. He certainly has the experience in how that works. So it'll be interesting to see what happens from there. But we need more journalists that are really exposing the truth to the light of day, whether it's good or bad, rather than being just agents of a propaganda machine, which we've had too much of.
Anyway, I find that an interesting statement. We need guys like that. He's done a tremendous job. Remember the latest video that he was in before he got ousted from his old company basically was the one that highlighted this COVID lie, where it turns out that this Pfizer executive was basically saying, hey, we literally morph viruses and we use that to kind of develop our vaccine against and stuff like that. Just damning information coming out. And so
yeah,
that's where that guy's made his, I don't know what you want to say, where he's created his line in the sand. And then they got rid of him for it, but now he's coming back with a vengeance. These people are in for trouble. This guy will not back down. You're going to see more and more and more information coming out from this guy. I promise you that.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet. So
they have awakened the sleeping giant, are his exact words.
Yep.
That's interesting. And he says, remaining by my side. So he's got a small group of serious investors that still believe in him, regardless of what the old board said. And he's got some crack best journalists and investigative exposers in the world by his side. The gauntlet's thrown down, Eldon.
Yep, I think so. You know, and it's it kind of reminds me, in a way, I maybe shouldn't make the analogy, but with Trump, seems to have, with his negative experience after being removed from office, I think he is more determined than ever to rout some of these people out. So I don't know if that's the best analogy, but certainly you can either, you know, fight or flight. You can either run away or you can get more determined in the fight.
Well, I think what we need to do is have Donald be one of the funders of James O'Keefe. We need to make sure that on Truth
Good.
Social,
yeah,
we can have all the diggers that are my buddies on Truth Social, and we can literally help Donald dig and help Donald literally expose these criminals for who they are. If Donald's saying he wants to take down the deep state, funding guys like us is the way to get it done, Donald. Tell you that right now.
Well, yeah, we've got a big problem with the media, certainly.
All right, well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. 2 hours in the can, hard-hitting talk topics, along with an incredible interview of solutions-based CLEAR, XLEAR.com. And CLEAR can help you make sure that if you get COVID, it's reduced significantly, or the likelihood of you getting COVID is reduced substantially. Even Forbes says you're likely to not go to the hospital, or less likely to go to the hospital if you use CLEAR xylitol-based products and more. So check that out. They're kind of our sponsor today. I'm not getting money from them. They're our sponsor today because it's my way of giving the government kind of a counterpunch on reality here. Folks, you've got to stand with the truth. The truth is the answer. Whether it's getting rid of oral decay for children, whether it's flushing your nose and cleaning your human filter so you don't get COVID, or we lessen COVID even if you do. I mean, these are the answers for the American people that we want to bring to your table. Thanks so much, Eldon Stahl, for all the work you do.
Oh, thank you, Sam. It's always a pleasure to be on.
Eldon Stahl, John Birch Society, JBS.org, TheNewAmerican.com. By the way, you want some of the best news in the business? TheNewAmerican.com gets it done, baby. Our buddies over there do a phenomenal job. All right, it's a wrap, partnering with all kinds of people, man. Brighty on radio and TV, Loving Liberty Radio Network syndicating us, God Save the Republic of the United States of America.